It began in a third grade classroom. I had been invited to read a book to the children, a simple act of volunteerism I thought would bring a little joy to their day, and maybe to mine too. I walked in carrying picture books and cupcakes, expecting to share smiles, laughter, and a sweet treat. I had no idea that within that short visit, the entire trajectory of my life would change. The children listened intently as I read. They laughed at the silly voices I used and clapped when the story ended. As I passed out cupcakes, their faces lit up with excitement like it was the best part of their day. And maybe it was. But then something unexpected happened. While most of the children devoured their cupcakes with sticky fingers and giggles, one little boy sat quietly. He didn't eat his. Instead, he gently wrapped it in a napkin, placed it in his backpack, and zipped it up like he was protecting something precious. I was puzzled. I bent down and asked softly, "Are you going to save that for later?" The teacher, who had been watching too, leaned toward me and whispered, "He's saving it for his little brother. He knows there's no food at home." At that moment, time stood still. That cupcake, small and sweet, suddenly felt like the heaviest thing in the room. It wasn't just dessert. It was survival. It was a sacrifice. It was love wrapped in frosting. I walked out of that classroom. The rest of the day, I couldn't stop thinking about him, about what it meant for a child to be more concerned about his younger brother eating than enjoying a treat himself. That kind of awareness and selflessness from such a young boy broke something open in me. I realized I couldn't unsee it. I couldn't unknow it. And I certainly couldn't ignore it. I went straight to my dear friend Marie France, the kind of woman who doesn't wait to be asked when there's a need. She shows up. I told her what had happened, and without hesitation, we went to work. We put together enough groceries to feed the boy's family for 2 full weeks. But when we brought the food to the school, the teacher pulled me aside and said, "He's not the only one." There were more, many more. In that one classroom alone, several children were facing the same kind of hunger, the same quiet worry, the same invisible weight of wondering if there would be dinner that night. That single moment, that one cupcake, became the spark that lit the fire. Marie France and I started organizing grocery bags for more families. We asked questions, we listened, we learned, and we showed up again and again. What started with one act of kindness became a mission, a movement, a purpose. That little boy, without saying a word, told me everything I needed to know. He showed me what real courage and love look like. And he gave me the most important role I'd ever take on, not as an actress, not as a businesswoman, but as an advocate. Because of him, I found my true calling. And I've never looked back.